ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। टुडे इज तृतीया, द थर्ड मॉर्निंग ऑफ दिस सेक्रेड ऑब्जर्वेंस ऑफ नवरात्रि। The Ganga of devotion is flowing. No matter where we are, may we be able to take a dip in this Ganga of devotion. What is devotion? One-pointed attention, unconditional love and trust. Unconditional love and trust. That's what devotion is in my understanding. So this time we are expressing our devotion to that Supreme Power, the Mother of the Universe, who is the embodiment of unconditional love. That's our effort on the altar once we offer the dhub, that, O Mother, may my devotion be as tenacious as this dhub grass. Now, unconditional love and trust to that Supreme Power who is beyond any name, form. We cannot comprehend what it is, yet there is a sense of that there is. We don't see the air, yet we breathe it. We don't see all the different frequencies available right here, but unless we have the right equipment, we cannot catch those messages and images. It's all in this emptiness. We need the right equipment, right tool that can align itself on that frequency, capture it, and create something. So through this austerity, through our one-pointed attention, minimizing our intake of the world, minimizing our running around, being busy, we try to be still, calm, focused. Hoping that mother will give us a glimpse the unconditional love. When we do not have unconditional love and trust in our heart, we suffer too much. We try to understand everything, we try to justify everything, we try to complain about everything. That doesn't help. It does not help at all. I was just looking at a news from India. There was a bumper crop in the field, wheat, ready to be harvested. Farmers were so happy that this has been one of the year when the crop was in abundance. And then it hailed. Just a few days before the harvest, it hailed. And all the crop got decimated. Now, what the farmer is going to go and do? Sit there and lament and blame the Divine Mother, blame God? That's one option, get angry. Other option is to understand this is the act of nature and have hope that next year there will be another crop. It is what it is. It's up to us what we make out of it. Either we walk around angry or we accept the way things are and move on. So devotion into something higher gives us hope, gives us a way to move forward. You can't justify devotion. It's beyond mind. It's beyond intellect. It's beyond reasoning. Mind will come, yes, but the ego will surface in so many different ways. This is why in Devi Bhagavat, in Durga Saptashati, the story of Mahishasura and Devi, the battle. Mahishasura represents the ego that comes back in so many different ways, in so many different manifestations. And Devi has to appear and encounter this. So our ego wants to understand everything, wants to set things straight, just the way it wants it. And keeps us entangled in this labyrinth, the quagmire of Maya. We need to be free. Our devotion gives us freedom. Oh, Mother, I do not know anything. All I know, I come to you, I come to you, I come to you. May I not hear words that don't take me towards my spiritual goal. May I not see things that become a hindrance. May I not speak words that cause confusion and disturbance. There are moments in our life we have to just become deaf, dumb, and blind to maintain our peace and to maintain peace all around us. It's the ego that wants to, yes, I want to fight. I pray to the Mother, Mahakali, may she tame our ego and fill our hearts with love and trust. Today is the third day when we are evoking the Mother with the name of Mahakali. May we surrender it all at her feet and ask her for freedom so we can continue to do the work that we came here to do. Oh Mother, you are very kind. Please accept my devotion in whatever form it reaches you. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for your presence. Om.